What's going on, wolves? It's Lotus Aloba here with another episode of Matcha Moments for the Creative Mind. And this is a digital safe haven for creatives to come learn tips and techniques that allow them to better express their purpose to the world. And I am excited for this episode because we're going to be talking about God's plan, how you can connect and know and feel what that is for you on your journey. And before we even get into something as juicy as that, we're going to talk about matcha because matcha is life. I am letting you guys know officially, tickets are on sale for the first ever Matcha and Chill in New York City. So please go and cop your Early Wolf tickets while they are still available. This is going to be a movie, y'all. March 9th of this year. I'm so excited. This has been in the works for over 2 years now of curating an event for the listeners of Matcha Moments on the Loba Land podcast. I've heard you guys. I've been through the realness that you guys have gone through and finding the best matcha and how to make it at home and having failed at home and making the matcha and it's not good, but you're still trying because you're like, girl, you keep saying this is good. And I heard everything. So what I've decided to do is create a dope event at a secret location in New York City, and I will teach you how I make my personal recipe for my matcha latte. Each event will be a different recipe, and we will talk about the benefits of matcha in person. You guys can ask me questions on how to blend, mix, all that good stuff. You will also be having matcha there, your own latte that you created with me in person, which I think is so dope. And then you'll be able to take another matcha latte home. I'm providing really cute, clear mugs that you guys see in the Loba Land podcast picture. You all will go home with that tea mug as well as a milk jar that's clear with a top that you can take home your second matcha in. So you can see all that beautiful greenness because, you know, the matcha color is just everything. And then you also will be getting my first ever matcha face, body, and lip scrub, and it's called Manifest, and it features matcha, lavender, and honey in it, and it's beautiful. I've been using it for the past few months just testing it out. I have some close friends trying it out and they are obsessed with it. I know you guys are going to love it. I feel like this is gonna be my best seller. In all honesty, I love my other two scrubs, but this Manifest, y'all, be having you out here, you hear me? You guys will go home with that and be able to purchase a bigger size in person. And then as we're sipping on that matcha, you know, we're elevating, we're tapping into our alpha brain waves. We're going to have a dope ass conversation. And this first event's topic is on inclusivity, like what that is, what it means for us. How do we show up? Do we want this? Are we going to like, what are we going to do with this inclusivity movement that's happening? And how does it benefit us, especially as women of color? But this isn't an event that's open to everyone. So I would love to have men come through, people who are not of color come through, because we want to have a conscious conversation. And I feel like the best way to do that in a safe environment is by drinking matcha, because it regulates your mood. You know, it gives you good vibes, allows you to be more open in your understanding and how your brain processes information. So I feel like it's the perfect way to have a conversation about topics that are considered triggering or taboo. So March 9th, from 3:30 to 5:30, it's a Saturday. Go get your ticket. If you can't make it, sponsor a ticket for somebody and talk about it in your community. You know, you guys are all global changers, and I want to make sure that we are spreading the news, spreading the word out there. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck, and the tickets are only $36, but the early birds are $30 flat. So make sure you go out there and cop those early bird tickets while they're still there. So that's what we're doing for matcha, you know, bring it in person. And I can't wait to bring matcha and chill to different cities. I've heard you guys too in the DMs like, sis, why only New York? But we got to start at the hometown, okay? And if you guys want to host a matcha and chill in your neighborhood and want me to come through, definitely DM me, email me. All that information is on my Instagram and on my website at lobaland.com, so that we can talk about bringing this to other cities, because I'm down. I want as many people of color, as many women of color, as many creatives to get into this matcha movement, because it truly is so beneficial for you personally and your self-care, but also within your business and how you're able to show up at a space of overflow from this drink that has been used for hundreds of years. Samurais were drinking this drink to prepare for battle. So if it worked for them, I feel like we're Gucci, right? I feel like we're good. Excuse me, I used the G word, but we're letting that go. That's another episode. So we talked about Matcha and Chill. Make sure you get your tickets. Now we're going to talk about God's plan. Wow. Okay. I want to talk about this topic because a lot of times we are trying to force what we think is best for ourselves in our lives and what we think we need to be at, where we think we need to be at. And then we are either disappointed or we can trigger a bout of depression or anxiety when we don't reach these goals in the time frames that we set for ourselves. And the truth of the matter is, it's not really God's plan. Because if it's God's plan, it's going to work out, right? And it's about understanding that and knowing when to shift gears. Like, yes, there's a time to take inspired action, not just any type of action. Like, not all movement is good movement. And I don't know why we're out here talking about, like, just do something and whatever happens, happens. Like, there, be inspired by the action that you take, first off. Because if it's not inspired, you will have to do some extra work to clean that up. Like, because it's not in alignment. If it's inspired action, it's in alignment with the divine, whether you call him God, Source, Allah, Yahweh. If it's an African deity, like whatever the case is, that ultimate source that is fueling your life, like it operates out of inspiration, you know, like it inspires you to act. And the best way to get into that alignment is to, one, surrender for sure. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard, including my own, where once surrender was taken seriously and put at the forefront, all the doors started opening up. You know, for me, it was after my suicide attempt. That was my surrender period of, like, I have no idea what I'm doing at all. And I'm tired of trying to figure all this out on my own. I no longer want to be in control of my life. I want to co-create with this divine source. So come through and help me. And ever since then, I think it's been a good 2.5, maybe 3 years, my life has been flourishing financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, romantically. I have gained such incredible women in my life. My business is flourishing. The podcast is doing so well. Like, there's just been so much because I've decided that God's plan is better than my plan, right? And if you want to put universe plan, again, like whatever word resonates best with you, don't be turned off by the word God if that's not your jam. Whatever it is that works for you, insert plan, okay? So for me, it's God's plan. And when I started just being like, is this God's plan? Just asking that simple question, it has released so much anxiety for me and so much like depressive episodes that just kind of like dissolved. Of like, you know what? Maybe right now God's plan is for me to just sit and rest, you know, even though I feel like I should be more productive and getting stuff done, but I keep hitting these walls. Probably God's saying, this is not the plan I have for you. Could you stop? Could you just pause for a moment and let me work, you know? Because we're always kind of like, there's this weird toxic mentality that we have to always be productive. And I'm like, technically, you're always productive. Your body is always working, whether it's to keep your ass alive or when you're sleeping, it's repairing its entire self and regenerating new blood, new, like, you know, all this new stuff is happening as you're sleeping. So like, you're always productive. But we have like this weird sense of like productivity being like, I got to be producing content like 24/7. You know, I got to be developing myself in every single moment of the day. Otherwise, I'm lazy. Otherwise, I'm unmotivated. Otherwise, I'm not really trying to get this bag. Then it's like, no, there are some times where you need to pause and rest and reset and recharge, you know, and slow down because you're going too fast and you're about to slam into a wall. You know, whether it be in reality or metaphysically speaking. And we have to do a better job at walking our talk too. We just can't say, oh, this is God's plan because we've willed something into action. Like, that's, you know, that's not the only way. You know, it's really about, okay, these divine things that are unexpected are happening in my life because I'm allowing space for God to show up in my life. You have to also invite God into your life, invite source, energy, universe into your life. It's not going to impose on you, you know, unless it truly has to, because you just wilding out. You know, you want to invite it. So every day you want to just create that connection. So I wanted to use the CPR method to give you guys a 3-step process on how you can better hear, feel, and see God's plan for yourself and your journey as a creative and a creative of color, you know? So the first thing is see, and you want to create a connection. And for me, creating a connection has been inviting, consciously inviting God into my life. I legitimately every morning invite God, invite Oshun, I invite my ancestors and my spiritual guides to come through into my life. I invite them. I literally say, God, I invite you into my day today to be with me through all that I'm going through and all that I will experience, to keep my eyes focused on the goodness of others and the goodness within myself. You know, this is an invitation. So you want to create that space by an open invitation to whoever you believe in. Just have them come through and I'm like, yo, come through and be with me for today. I would love it. Come through, you know? Another way to create a connection is through creativity, through the passion in which you have. So if your passion is helping women of color like mine is, if your passion is to paint, if your passion is to dance, sing, act, make music, whatever it is, utilize that passion because it is a direct connection to source. That is where it came from, right? It was a divine insight planted within you as a vessel for you to bring out and express to the physical world. So utilize that to connect back to source, because you need that connection if you're going to be able to hear what God's plan is. If you're disconnected, you will not hear the plan. You will not see it. You will not feel it. You will not even know it exists. And that's where, you know, that turmoil comes in, where we're suffering and we're feeling depression and we're feeling anxious because we've been disconnected. So if you're ever going through something like that, any of those emotions, find a way to reconnect and either use your passion or just invite God in, okay? Second thing we want to do is praise on purpose, y'all. Praise. Praise is gratitude infused with joy, and you want to do it purposefully. Do it on purpose. Find those silver linings. I say this in almost every episode because I can't tell you enough how powerful gratitude is in shifting your life and giving you the life that you've dreamed of. You really want to find all those silver linings. You want to make sure that you are acknowledging them, highlighting them even, especially on the days where it's hella shitty and you're like, oh, everything is gray. Find the silver lining. Transform that grayness into silver and praise it. Like, wow, what a beautiful color gray this is. I absolutely love it. You have to find those silver linings, because when you do that, it's a key and it unlocks more for you to understand. I kid you not, can't tell you how many times I've just sat for a moment, just been grateful, and I can physically feel my body vibrating at a higher level. And then all of a sudden there's like a text or something on Instagram or an email, or, you know, things are very digital for me when I get my signs as well. Or sometimes I might just see like a random insect that's not supposed to be where it is. And then I'll go and research it, and boom, it's a message from the divine. And then I know I'm back and I'm connected back to source. So that is another great way to hear, feel, and know God's plan. The last thing you want to do is recover to resonate, and you want to recover through movement. Let me share a quick story with you all. I have been struggling, and y'all know I don't even like that word, so y'all know it's real in the field, okay? Because it has not been a suffering moment, because this is a struggle. Like, struggle is when you are causing this pain in your life. Suffering is what needs to happen naturally so that you can grow. But struggle is when you prolong that suffering and you start adding mad drama into your fucking life that is not needed, but you out here thinking that it is. So therefore, you've created space for it to show up in your life. So for me, I have been struggling, now that we have that better definition. And it's been with the podcast, y'all. Yes. So you may notice that a lot of the episodes are coming out a little later, or I haven't been able to post a lot of Wolf Wisdoms because I've been struggling with that divine connection. And I couldn't figure out why. Because, you know, your girl's up on her self-care. You know, I'm out here building beautiful relationships with other women, you know, working on my relationship with my partner, with God. And I'm just kind of like, well, I'm not as inspired to post things for the podcast, you know. And I have like a book full of ideas of things that I want to get out to you, but it just wasn't coming to me. And what a lot of you guys don't know is that this is not edited. So like when I'm talking to you, it's legitimately a conversation with you in this moment. It is not pre-recorded. There is an outline that I follow so that I don't go overboard because I am a very passionate person, but I'm really just talking to you guys right now. And I was having a hard time doing that, you know? I was just feeling super overwhelmed with, like, trying to manage these accounts on Instagram. I was like, oh, my God, my website, and oh, my God, my products. And, you know, I'm finishing up my tour, my self-first tour. My last stop is tomorrow at the one-year vibe session anniversary. So it just was a lot that I was feeling, and I was just creating this sense of struggle in my life of like, I just can't deal with the podcast right now because I just can't, it's gonna overwhelm me. And then of course I pull a card, and yesterday was the Virgo full moon in real time, and I got a message of like, yo, check in on your inner baby girl, right? And I'm like, she's straight, you know, like, and I'll do another podcast episode on going in depth on what your inner baby girl is. But if you check out my Instagram account, Lotus Aloba, there is an episode on my IGTV, and it's about inner baby girl, what that means. I think it's about like 10 minutes long. So definitely go and check it out so you guys can get a better understanding. But a brief breakdown is, your inner child, right? Your inner child can either be your inner baby girl or your inner brat. When you are taking care of yourself and you are connected to your creativity and you're nurturing that playful side of you, it's your inner baby girl, your inner baby boy. When you are disconnected and you are limiting play in your life, when you're limiting pleasure in your life, when you're limiting creativity in your life, you turn, it becomes an inner brat, right? We'll have tantrums, we'll throw fits, we'll feel like we're not enough. That all stems from your inner child either being at peace or being in turmoil and being in a painful place. So I do a meditation that I lead to reconnect back to our inner child. A lot of us are disconnected from our inner child, and that's, again, a whole nother podcast episode. But again, if you want more information, check out my Instagram TV episode. It's a Tea Time Tuesday episode on your inner baby girl and how to reconnect and how to honor her or him. So I go and I do my meditation. I see my baby girl. You know, she's in my childhood home. That's where she lives, in her front yard. There's butterflies and a big tree that I remember. And she has a really cute ass outfit on. And normally when she's happy, she's running around chasing a butterfly, like living her best life, right? And I noticed that she was outside. She was looking at the butterfly, but she was sitting by the tree. And I was like, oh, why are you sitting down, you know? So I have this meditation. I speak to her. And I'm just like, what's going on? You know, how you doing? And she's like, you know, I'm okay. But, you know, like, I'm not moving, you know? Like, there's, you know, I noticed that she wasn't moving. Like, usually she's running around, jumping over things, hella dangerous, but, you know, again, gleeful. So, whatever. And I was like, oh man. And it made me reflect, and I realized I have not been moving my body as much as I need to. And movement of the body is so crucial in your self-care, whether it's dancing, stretching, walking, yoga, Pilates, whatever. Like, you need to move your body with intention, not just when you have to get up and go to an event or get up and go to work. Like, you need to do so with the intention of just getting familiar and back in tune with your body. Because again, when we don't do that, we end up putting all this stress and energy into our heads, and then that triggers your anxiety and depression. But when you use your entire vessel from your head to your toe, you're better equipped to deal with the emotions that you are feeling. You're able to let them just flow through the body. So I wasn't doing that. And it made complete sense as to why I'm visualizing my inner baby girl sitting at the tree. Like, she wants to enjoy the butterfly, but there, I'm not moving my body. I'm not creating a connection to my creativity and my source. So it led me to revise my morning routine. And I now I'm going to implement some Qigong, which has helped get my energy and my chi moving throughout my body, and then also just some type of dance or mini workout for like 10-15 minutes just to get my body moving. And, you know, I spoke to my inner baby girl. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna start moving my body more. And she was extremely excited, like, yes, I can start playing with this butterfly again, girl. Yes, thank you. And then I was able to get that meditation with that truth. And that leads to the recover to resonate part. Move your body, because when your body's in stagnation, you are creating static energy, which is spirituality. And your spirituality is a huge component of your creativity and how you show up in the world. So make sure you're doing something to move your body so that we don't have this issue of not producing content when you know you need to produce content because you're feeling uninspired. Hence, after I did some movement, here we are right now, and I'm able to create an episode of Matcha Moments with so much ease. It's ridiculous. All I have to do is move my body. I kid you not, when you are going through something so hard or it's a struggle for you, it's usually the simplest action that will get you back into alignment. Whether it's connecting back to your breath, that is a form of movement, you know, dancing, listening to a good song, all that jazz will get you back to where you need to be. So that is how you can use the CPR method to hear God's plan. You know, and again, that's connect back to your creativity, whether you're inviting God back into your life, source, divine, whoever, back into your life, or just doing and expressing your passion that you've been given. Just connect back to your creativity. Praise on purpose. Find a silver line no matter what. Find it. If your silver lining is just that you are awake and that you can breathe on your own and that you're able to walk and talk and use all your limbs correctly, that is a silver lining. Honor it, express it, celebrate it with joy. And then last but not least, recover to resonate by moving your body intentionally. Do something to move your body. If you do one of these things, you will get back into God's plan. You will be able to hear, see, and feel it. If you do all three, not only will you be able to hear, see, and feel God's plan, but you'll be able to act with inspired action immediately after doing these three things. Immediately. And I am walking and living proof right now in this very moment. So I hope you take that CPR method with you this week and for forever. You know, replay the episode if need be, so that you can live your best life, because that's really what we out here trying to do. Not even trying to do. We are living our best lives, okay? We are doing so. We are magical. We are intentional in what we do, and we'll make it happen, okay? So I want to give you guys a matcha mantra for the week, so that way we can continue to hear, see, and feel God's plan. And here it is. I surrender to God's plan always in all ways. Okay? I surrender to God's plan always in all ways. And again, if you want to put the universe's plan, Oshun's plan, energy's plan, source, whatever the case is, plug in what resonates best for you, but do your best to surrender so that way you can have space to co-create with this incredible limitless source that is forever flowing in your life when you allow it to. Okay? I want you to take that with you. Again, make sure you check out lobaland.com. Go grab your tickets for a matcha and chill. Definitely post about it. You can check out my Instagram, Lotus at Loba, or the official Lobaland account on Instagram to get some repost images and just spread the news, okay? And I can't wait to see you on March 9th. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast and that you share it with one wolf today. Share it with one friend that you're like, you know what? You're going to love this podcast because it is dope. Share it with one person, one wolf, and then, you know, subscribe, comment, rate, all that good juicy stuff, because we are going to make Lobaland the number one podcast in wellness, because it is. I mean, right? Right. We're going to affirm each other right now. I'm here for this. I want you to enjoy your week and DM me if anything. I'm here for you. Bye, wolves.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.